This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 820, the turning point for Renata's IELTS overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can you increase your IELTS reading score to a 9 and your writing score to a 7.5? Today you'll learn how Renata did just that and be inspired to get past IELTS and on to your future. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an exciting guest today, a second time special guest. Renata, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jessica. I'm thrilled to be here with you today.
That's awesome. I am thrilled that you're here, but I think we're both more thrilled with your recent IELTS scores.
Yeah, me personally, I'm very happy and relieved.
Oh my gosh, I bet. Okay, so let's get right to it, all right? Let's not hide this amazing achievement from our listeners, because guys, listeners, I hope you're sitting down, because these scores are going to blow your mind. Like, really, they're so awesome. All right, Renata, what were your most recent scores?
Yeah, I took IELTS 2 weeks ago, and I got an overall of 8. I got an 8.5 in listening, 9 in reading, 7.5 in writing and speaking.
That is incredible. Now, you had taken the exam before, right?
Yes. This was okay. My fourth attempt.
Your fourth time. Okay, yes. Guys, I really want today to be an inspiration for you guys. As this episode comes out, it is the beginning of 2020. It is time to get motivated, guys. And if Renata can do it, right? You guys can do it too. So Renata, tell us how much your scores increased. Like, what kind of scores were you getting before 3 Keys IELTS?
Actually, my main area of concern was writing. I needed a 7 and I was getting 6.5. It's very close, but I know it's not that easy to improve this 0.5, as you pointed out in podcast episodes before, right? To increase from a 6 to a 7 is very difficult.
And so many students, like, getting a 6 is not that hard, guys. Okay, I'm just gonna tell you, like, just study a little bit. Practice a little bit. You can get a 6, all right? Like, everybody gets 6s. But to go from a 6 to a 7, and in your case, the 7.5, is incredibly hard. So many people get stuck at a 6.5. You know, yes. So many people. Okay, so what about your other scores? What kind of scores were you getting in the other sections before?
My first attempt before 3 Keys, I got an 8.5 in listening. So my listening was okay. 7.5 in reading and 7.5 in speaking. So I think the main area that I improved was reading, because I got a 9 after that.
Yes. Okay. So let's dig into the reading and writing. All right. And then I really want to talk to you also. We're going to get some tips for you guys, for you listeners out there, for your future exams for sure. But I also want to ask you about life after IELTS. Okay. Because like I said, I want today to be an inspiration for people out there.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the preparation and the strategies first, though. Now, This doesn't surprise me, this score profile, because listening and speaking are connected, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, reading and writing are also connected. So being stuck in those two scores, right? You need to work on both of them to improve either of them. Like, if you want to improve your reading, you need to also be practicing a lot of writing, right? It's this whole way that we take in and communicate the written word. It's connected. So let's talk about the reading first. How did you go from a 7.5, which is already great? So your reading comprehension was already dialed in. Like, that was awesome. So what was the secret to getting the perfect reading score?
Well, I think the secret is the strategies, because I think my first mistake when I did my first attempt was to think that, oh, my English is good. My English in general is good. So my scores will reflect that. But it's not that simple as that, right? You have to have some strategies. And in reading, it was basically to read the questions first. So when I learned that I had to read the questions first and identify keywords, I think I could improve a lot. I could not read all the text and scam it, right? So I was able to do it faster and more accurately.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Renata, because when I'm helping students with reading, and I do say this in Three Keys IELTS as well, I say, guys, like, if you're going to do this in time and get the right answers, you have to be okay with not being 100% sure of your answers. Would you agree with that? Like, timing and strategies is more important than trying to make sure that you're 100% certain of every answer. What do you think about that?
I definitely agree. I think that you have to do the most with the time you've got. In my case, particularly, I didn't have this problem. I was able to finish with 10 minutes early.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I took the computer-based IELTS and I thought it was amazing.
Yes.
It was really easier because you can, in my case, I am very familiar with computer. So I thought that it was quicker and I could focus more, because you have two separate windows and two separate scroll buttons. So you can just scroll the text separately from the questions, and it is great because you can now organize yourself better and relate the paragraphs to the questions more easily.
Yeah. It's so much easier. I really do think the computer one is so much easier. I mean, I'm sure listeners, like all of you, are very highly computer literate, right? So that is in the bag. And you know what, guys? Lindsay and I are working right now on our Three Keys IELTS computer course. Guys, you can get on the list to be the first to be notified when this course is finished. We are so close to finishing it, guys. So sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/computer. Get on that very special list, because as soon as the course is finished, we're going to let you know first if you sign up, and you're going to get a special first time price. So sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/computer. Okay, for sure. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, my advice now is, if you have the choice between computer and paper, choose computer. And so many more test centers are offering this now. Like, guys, like Renata said, the passage is right next to the questions. It's a split screen. Paper, you have to like flip back and forth. It's way harder.
Yeah, that's precisely what I think. In paper, I got just switching papers back and forth, and you kind of lose a little bit of focus on what you're looking for. And in computer, it's very, very easy.
It's more direct, for sure. Hello, fabulous future IELTS test takers. If you took the test right now, would you get an overall 8 like Renata? You can find out in 2 short, quick minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. Get your estimated band score and free resources just for your level. Go right now, guys. Find out. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. Okay, so reading, it's all about strategies, guys, trusting the strategies. And in Renata's case, she was even 100% sure of like every single answer, which I love. Guys, the Three Keys reading strategies get 9s, all right? It is a fact. Now, writing. Let's talk for a couple minutes about writing, because as you noted as well, this is the most difficult score to increase, and you got even higher than what you needed with a 7.5. So, secrets, dish, gossip, Renata, what happened?
Well, writing was my Achilles heel, right? I could not improve my score. I think the first thing I would like to say to other students is do not do what I did, which is take several attempts in IELTS, because each one I got less confident about my skills. No, you have to be sure you are ready. And I think the way to be sure is to have feedback. You have to pay for feedback on your writing. No, you cannot just guess, oh, I think I studied enough, so I will take another test. You have to pay to have feedback and know if you are getting the scores that you need before you take the exam, right? In my case, I think this was crucial, was what really was the turning point for me. Because when I did that, I realized that my problem was not structure, was not linking words. My problem was grammar. I was making way too many grammar mistakes. And that was what was dragging my score down, right? So when I realized that, when I paid for this review and I realized that, I focused my studying on grammar.
Yes. So guys, what Renata is talking about in Three Keys IELTS, there is a variety of options for getting feedback. If you're already a Three Keys student, just go to the feedback and extra practice tab. You can get email feedback on your essays with scores and advice and suggestions. It's super detailed. Or you can get a Skype session with me or Aubrey or a member of our team. All right, Renata. So we had a little technical difficulty there, but we're back. You were talking about some software that help you improve your writing.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
It's a free software. You can download it for free on the internet. The name is Anki, A-N-K-K-I. And it's a spaced repetition software that optimizes learning by managing the time between reviews. So it's basically a flashcard system. You create flashcards of vocabulary, grammar, whatever you want, and you review it every day. But the time between each flashcard review is managed by the software. So I thought this was a breakthrough for me, because really, the content, it gets into your brain effortless. You just have to review every day, and you can miss the flashcards several times, but eventually you will get it right and you will learn it. So I used it mainly for increasing my vocabulary. I read some books in English and I marked every vocabulary that I didn't know and created flashcards. And the main point is spelling. My spelling was terrible.
Oh, no.
Yes. I made a lot of spelling mistakes. Double consonants, for example, were very difficult for me. So every time I write an essay, I singled out every spelling mistake that I made and I created a new flashcard so I could learn to spell it right.
That is such good advice. Okay, let me summarize these two amazing tips, all right? First of all, guys, there is so much you can do on your own, for sure, right? Like, once you have a course you could trust, you have all the strategies, it's up to you to practice them however suits you best. And so in Renata's case, and I'm sure this is true for a lot of you, improving vocab and spelling. That is awesome advice. So again, that was Anki, A-N-K-I, free software, flashcards for improving your vocab. And then the second part is you do need feedback, guys. Like, and you cannot get IELTS feedback for free. You can't, because it requires such a high level of expertise that the people giving you feedback, like our team, we have trained for countless hours in order to give you the best feedback. So you have to pay for that expertise, guys. That just makes sense. But like Renata says, it is an investment that is necessary. Because how do you know? Like, you're taking the test. You're not an examiner. You don't know what scores you're getting. So guys, definitely check in with an IELTS professional. And if you're in Three Keys IELTS, guys, go to that feedback and extra practice and add some writing feedback. Okay, so we're past IELTS. We're done with IELTS, Renata. What does this mean for you and your future?
Well, this is the turning point for me because I'm going to live in Canada. Well, it's that what I want at least. And I'm in the immigration program they have. So I needed this score to get enough immigration points to be to receive an ETA, they call it ETA, invitation to apply. So okay. now that I got the IELTS score that I needed, I am expecting to receive this ETA within 1 or 2 months, and then proceed to getting my permanent resident visa to move to Canada. So it's going to change my life forever.
That is amazing. Okay, I have a question about this process as well. So I know that like most students that are immigrating to Canada, they need that magic 8777. Now you got a lot higher than that. Like every category was higher. Does that mean you get more points on your application, or like is it a benefit to get higher than those scores?
Absolutely. I got a half point higher in writing, and that enabled me to get more points in the immigration system they have. So if the higher you can get on IELTS, the better it is, because your immigration points will increase as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Guys, I hope you are excited too and you can see your future, the same future that maybe Renata is heading towards, changing your life, moving to another country, immigrating, right? Guys, you can get into Three Keys IELTS right now and start this journey. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And if you are taking the computer version, which as you've heard us say, is recommended at this point. I love it. Sign up, guys. You can be the first to know when our course is finished. We are so close to finishing this amazing Three Keys computer course. So sign up, guys. Get on that list so you are the first to know. Go to allearsenglish.com/computer. Okay, Renata, I'm so proud of you. I am excited to have you on the show again. Guys, you can listen to her first appearance because she was the Writing Wizard winner. That was episode 606. And stay in touch. I want to know how your life changes when you go to Canada, Renata.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. And for sure, I love the Facebook community, Jessica. I really used it a lot. Was
you did.
Very helpful for me. So I will stay in touch for sure.
I love it. You know, our Three Keys community is so special. It really is.
It is.
There are so many students who are done with IELTS. They get amazing scores. And it's just the environment that is so lovely, the supportive and instructive environment. So many students like stay in the Facebook group and still communicate with each other. So yes, I hope you do too, Renata.
Yeah, sure. I loved it. And I really have to thank you, Jessica, because you were always there in the community answering my questions and supporting the students. It was amazing.
Awesome. We do our best. All right. Thank you for saying that, Renata. And congratulations. We are all very, very proud of you here at IELTS Energy. Thank you for coming on the show and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.